The next patient is Susan Michael. The last name is M-I-C-H-A-E-L. First name, S-U-S-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 54-year-old white female that is referred to this practice by Evan La Chica. Evan is E-V-A-N, La Chica, L-A-C-H-I-C-A-A-R-M-P. For evaluation of the kidney function. The patient has a history of type 2 diabetes that was diagnosed in 2009. Unfortunately, we don't have a history or documentation of the way she was treated and the medication that has been given with the purpose of controlling the blood sugar. Period. In talking to the patient, I know that she is not a very knowledgeable regarding the type of diet that she has to follow. And she doesn't have the knowledge of the medications that she takes to control the blood sugar. Period. Oh, I know, and this is information gathered from the referral, that the patient has had the blood sugar out of control for a lengthy period of time, especially during the last year. There is evidence of a severe proteinuria. The most recent lab that was done in January 25th of 2023, the patient has is serum creatinine 1.4 milligrams per cent, a BUN of 16, and an estimated GFR of 44, with a fasting blood sugar of 343 and hemoglobin A1C of 10.6. The patient has a cholesterol right that it has come down. Period. The patient also has since April of 2022, evidence of a significant proteinuria. The urinalysis is a 3+, and the protein creatinine ratio was 4,520 milligrams in 24 hours. In the for 4,520 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is a nephrotic level of proteinuria, period. I tried to give as much information as I could. I discussed the type of the diet. I gave the patient the written information in a simple fashion for her to follow, and the reasons behind the diet that we have recommended. In summary, we are recommending a low sodium diet, no more than 2 grams in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet that is going to help her to control the blood sugar, period. Unfortunately, it's beyond the scope of the practice to try to control the blood sugar. I am going to leave this up to the primary, or the suggestion is the to refer the patient to Ms. Campbell, ARMP, in our office, that she devotes all the time to go to diabetes and get the blood sugar under control as soon as possible. Period. We understand that the patient should be started on ARMP. It should be started on ARB as soon as possible because of the proteinuria. However, I don't know the way she is going to react, and I don't know to the diet. I don't know what are the levels of potassium that the patient has. And those are things that I have to find out as we go. Number two, arterial hypertension that is out of control. I expect that by reducing the fluid intake and reducing the intake of sodium, we will be able to get a better blood pressure control. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. The cholesterol is 172, the triglycerides 126, HDL 51, LDL is 99. Following number, peripheral neuropathy related to the diabetes mellitus. We are going to reevaluate this case. We're going to reevaluate this case in 2 months with laboratory workup. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 35 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.